This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, episode 200 of the show. Let's start it off with a live track from Kurt Vile and the Violators. Welcome to episode 200 of A Sonic Youth. Seeing as episodes 198 and 199 were special shows on freak and acid folk and Afro-funk and Zamrock respectively, I wasn't too sure what to play for this special episode 200. So, I'm just going to play you some of my favourite songs I've played on the past 199 shows since late 2021. Opening the show was the KEXP live version of Kurt Vile's Dust Bunnies. The studio version of that track from his 2015 album Believe I'm Going Down is my favourite modern indie or alt-rock song. It oozes cool in that chilled out Kurt Vile way, and it's infectiously catchy and has surreal and quite comical lyrics. That KEXP live version is even better though than the studio. It's louder and it's looser. When I was considering which of my favourite indie and alt-rock songs to play, or indeed what made them my favourite songs, I found myself thinking about the lyrical themes. Often on this show, we touch on the sound of the music played, and group tracks and artists by what their music does sound like. And while the sound of music remains the main factor in the music I like, I've always been drawn to lyrical themes as another provider of the power which music has. So much of modern pop music these days is just a cesspit of the same regurgitated love songs. Studies estimate that 67% of all songs are, in some way, primarily about love. And while I cherish many much more well-written love songs, I found myself drawn to music which tells stories, or acts as vehicles of protest, or puts you, as the listener, into another time, place, or personal scenario. This is why the greats like Bob Dylan and Neil Young are among my five favourite artists, and also why Drive-By Truckers are my favourite of all time. And you best bet there's a Truckers song coming. But first, a genius songwriter who conveyed emotion through his writing with a personal touch that few others could manage. It's the late great Ohio singer-songwriter Jason Molina. Molina, through his solo work and with his band Songs Ohio and Magnolia Electric Co., not only shifted between lo-fi somber country to big bold roots rock, he also wrote deeply sad personal laments to grand retellings of American folklore. The latter end of the scale was most prominent on his best album, the confusingly named Magnolia Electric Co. by his band Songs Ohio. Any regular listener will know how much I love this album. It's perfect, and it comes up in lists on the greatest albums of all time. It placed number 137 on Rolling Stone's 2020 list of the 500 greatest albums of all time. The standout track from the record is the opener Farewell Transmission, undeniably one of the greatest songs ever written, and my vote for the best alt-country track ever. That track details an apocalyptic world in which technology has all failed and humans find themselves struggling to survive on a cold, grey rock. The character is determined to lead the rebuild, to restore humanity to its previous greatness, but he fails and lets out one last farewell transmission before fading into the long, dark blues. That's an epic song and a must listen, but the track I want to play today comes towards the end of the album. It's called John Henry Split My Heart. John Henry is better detailed in the Drive-By Truckers track The Day John Henry Died as a prominent figure in Southern folklore. As the story goes, Henry, an African-American miner, likely a slave, goes up against a steel-driving machine in a one-on-one duel. It's a parable for the fight of the human and the technology intended to replace it. Henry, a man who couldn't read or write but could drive steel better than anyone, wins the competition, but shortly after has a heart attack and dies, and the machine simply goes on. As the Drive-By Truckers song goes, the new machine was cheap as hell and only John would work as well, so they left him laying where he fell the day John Henry died. Molina combines this folktale with the stories of his own toil and the troubles he knows he'll have to face. The lyrical themes are brilliant, but also love the way the scene is set early in the song. The opening lines, "I stood on the 66 highway, Wisteria, Magnolia, beside the Green Line track, said don't come back," are some of my favourites ever. It just puts me in the place, on a bright summer's day, in the pipe dream of the US South. Here's John Henry, Split My Heart.
Thank you. stood on the 66 highway.
That was Songs Ohio with John Henry Split My Heart. Next up, it's Drive-By Truckers with a protest song I believe should be up there in the canon with Ohio and Fortunate Son. Released on their 2020 album The New OK, this track, The Perilous Night, first dropped as a single in 2017, and sadly, it's exactly as relevant now as it was then. The Truckers, a southern rock band, have always been political, just that they shrouded it with their character studies in the earlier records. But 2016's fierce American ban saw them blatantly set the record straight, and they alienated a lot of fans, presumably ones too stupid to see the band's political stance from those early days. There's tracks like Raymond Cassiano, which tells the story of NRA director Harlan Carter getting away with murdering a young Mexican boy at the border when he was 17. Guns of Umpqua tells the story of the Umpqua Community College shooting from the perspective of one of its victims, skipping between the present horror and their dreams for the rest of their life. These, to an extent, were also character studies. There was a thin veil that has been completely ripped off on The Perilous Night. There's so many great lines here from an angry Patterson Hood. Ronnie Reagan must be spinning in his grave. Putin's on the rise, Ukraine's under siege. Fascism's knocking and Trump says let them in. And my personal favourite, we're off the deep end with a lifeguard that can't swim. The song was accurate and powerful when it first came out in 2017, and is sadly even more relevant today.
We're moving into the perilous night.
This is episode 200 of A Sonic Youth, and that was Drive-By Truckers with The Perilous Night. Another protest song next. Alejandro Escovedo has a long and storied career. He was born to a musical family, most notably his niece Sheila E. was Prince's drummer. Escovedo first began performing in the San Francisco punk group The Nuns, who were a significant group in that scene, most notably opening for the final show for the True Sex Pistols. He also played in alt-country band Rank and File and formed his band The True Believers. But his solo career is most impressive, consisting of at least 15 studio albums. The best of these is 2018's The Crossing, which was re-released in Spanish 2 years later. It's a concept album, telling the story of two young American immigrants, one Italian and one Mexican, chasing their punk rock dreams. Fury and Fire is the album's most powerful song, which I perceive as a strong retort against Trump's anti-Mexican, big beautiful wall fantasy. That was Alejandro Escovedo with Fury and Fire. Now it's time to say some thanks on this special episode milestone. The biggest thanks goes to Dad, Phil, for installing a love of music and for supporting the podcast so much, including all of the work behind the scenes. And to the rest of Free FM, Hamilton's Access Media Station, particularly Program Director Mike and Gary. And thanks to New Zealand On Air for supporting New Zealand's Access Media Stations, and thanks to the other stations which play this show. A special shout out to other Free FM content creators, including Dad and his Retrospect 60s Garage Punk show, Jerry Balderson, Jumping JB, and his show The Paleface Parabola, a much loved New Jersey import, and Triple SD from Deep In Sessions. More of that in coming shows. And the biggest thanks to all you who listen. Next week we catch up on some new releases we've missed while doing these special shows over the past few weeks. To see us off, here's another favourite Kurt Vile track. The ultimate laid-back slacker indie rocker. How can this song not make you happy? Here's Kurt Vile and Waking on a Pretty Day. Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at A Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.